This is Julian Morrow with you on ABC Radio National. Time now to reveal this.
Tweet of the week.
Yes, what did you think of our common, colourful, conspicuous caller today found in the southeast of Australia and along the east coast? Let's have another listen. And as always, the texts came rolling in very quickly today, but it was one of our tried and true regulars, indeed two of our tried and true regulars, Joey and Jen from Stanmore, who were first in with the correct answer, which is not the rainbow lorikeet or the king parrot or the musk lorikeet, which was one of our guesses, or the noisy miner, or even the eastern rosella. It is, in fact, as Joey and Jen correctly identified, the crimson rosella, one of our six rosella species, all of them outrageously coloured. The crimson's unique point of difference is, well, funnily enough, it's not always crimson. The birds in wet forests along the eastern coast are indeed the most deep crimson in colour. But in drier areas along the Murray and Murrumbidgee rivers, they're mostly yellow. In the Flinders Ranges and around Adelaide, the crimson rosella tends to be orange. And the Tasmanian equivalent is the green rosella, but that one's considered a separate species. And another little rosella fun fact for you, rosellas are not named after flowers. European settlers around Rose Hill near Parramatta called them Rose Park parakeets, or for short, Rose Hillers, and that eventually turned into Rosella. So there you go. Now we know where the name Crimson Rosella comes from, although there's a bit more mystery in the crimson than the Rosella by that explanation. But, of course, we will have another avian mystery next week with the Tweet of the Week after the 9 o'clock news on Sunday Extra.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.